The WGN Flag and Decorating Company was started in 1913 by Bill Newbold. He named the company after himself, WGN for William George Newbold. Bill Newbold is now 87, and he still watches over things at the shop, but when I visited there, he was in Florida on vacation with his wife, so my tour guide was his son, Edward Newbold. With the exception of the time he spent in the service in World War II, Ed Newbold has spent nearly all of his 60 years working in the family business.
It originally started out as an advertising thing, selling pencils, blotters, when we used to have fountain pens, matchsticks, stuff like that in them days. And then as he progressed in business, there was grand openings of stores that he would sell his pencils to that would want flags, so he got into the flag business. And then the flag business became greater than the pencil and fountain pen business, so he stayed with the flag business, and that's where it's been today.
Selling American flags constitutes about half of their business, and they sell hundreds of thousands every year in sizes from 2 by 3 feet all the way up to 20 by 30 feet. That big flag costs $600, and they keep 12 on hand all the time. That's a one-month supply. They also make buttons and pennants for colleges and gas stations and custom-made flags. But they don't make American flags anymore. Ed Newbold told me they buy them from someone else now because they're just too hard to make. Then he pulled one out and explained why.
There's probably three plants in the United States that make the American flag, and they make it under their different distributor labels. And this happens to be a nylon flag made by the Detra Flag Company of Oaks, Pennsylvania. And as you can see, they're automated to a point where every flag has a different width stripe. So they have a complete shop set up for automation for as the stripe goes through, another one's added, another one's added. Mm-hmm. You'll be sewing the 15 stripes or the 13 stripes all in one operation as it goes down the line. And then the field is made on an embroidery machine that does all the stars at one time. Where if I do it here, I have to do it one at a time. It'd take me a week to make a flag like this, where they make it every 10 minutes they make one.
I guess I never looked at one that close, but I would have thought the flags would be little pieces of white material cut out and then sewed on, but they're not. They're all done in embroidery.
Well, right. That would be an applique-style flag that you're talking about, and that's the way we used to do it until someone designed the machine to put the stars on all at one operation.
Next, we went back to the workroom where flags are made, and Ed Newbold showed me boxes and boxes of patterns.
I've got a listing here, for City Key. It's in box 2, drawing number 26. Farmingdale, box 2, drawing 28. So here's box 16, drawing number 36. So and all these boxes have holes, and every hole is numbered. Quite a few.
The patterns are drawn on paper by WGN Flag's part-time artist, a retired man in his 70s who was once an aerial photographer for the Air Force. Newbold told me you could give this man a postage stamp, and he could enlarge it to any size you required. Then he pulled out one of his patterns. The design was drawn in pencil, and into the outline, tiny holes had been punched. The pattern would next be put down over a piece of cloth, a powdery white substance would be applied, and when the pattern was lifted, the design would be stenciled onto the cloth in little white dots.
Whatever color, now, the border was black, this was white, this was black, the letters were white. And then instead of drawing all the letters, we used a standard 2-inch letter in here.
So. Mm-hmm. Then Ed Newbold took me for a walk through a series of interconnected garages and storerooms where they keep all of their stock.
Displays and decorations. Now here's where we keep the stock we work out of. And we have probably 10 sets of all state flags, and they're continuously out on a rental. Our men just come back from downtown. They delivered a set of 50 downtown to the Palmer House for use over the weekend. Instead of buying $2,500 worth of flags, they can rent them for the weekend for $500. All right, now this is the odds and ends of the state flags. Most of the states that we sell close to us, all from Ohio all the way out to Kansas. Then there's people in different parts of the country to handle them. But this is our working stock. We generally keep 10 full sets of all states on hand because there's big turnover in the states. And then this is our foreign country room. Now, of the popular countries that we sell quite a bit to, like China, Canada, Mexico, your Pan-American country, your Honduras's, and where ships are traveling back and forth, Germany, Italy, France. We have dozens of them on hand. Now, here's India. See, where would you go?
You got four of those.
There's four right there. There's Belgium right there. There's a couple there. What's that one?
Austria. And Bolivia, Chile, Czechoslovakia,
well, they're
Egypt,
supposed to be in
Finland.
Alphabetically ordered, and as a rule, they are kept that way. And we have that in a 3x5, a 4x6 foot, and a 5x8 feet. Most of your ships use a 3x5, but sometimes a bigger ship will want a 4x6. Now, we make for the Standard Oil the drill rig flags that they display on the drill rigs throughout the world, and we sent a bunch to Spain last year for the drilling rig off in the Mediterranean, I guess off the coast of Spain or something. And I don't know, what else can you ask?
Gee, what are some of the really big jobs that you have done?
Well, possibly the biggest job, and I had nothing to do with it, I was in service at the time, was the Marshall Field building downtown. They used thousands of flags. Every window of every floor of Marshall Field, they had a 6x10 American flag sticking out the window over the street. And then from the 14th floor down to the first floor and back up, they had a big V that was 90 feet wide and 14 stories up and down twice. And it weighed something like 4 ton. And we had it was installed in 3 days' time when VJ Day came, or they were expecting VJ Day. And, of course, I was in the Mediterranean coming home at that time. We have the bunting that is used a lot in the draping for the different politicians when they're running. And so they take a bowl of bunting when they're on tour, and they have it put up before they get there. Then here's red flags that we make by the hundreds of thousands. We make about 20,000 a month, and for the railroads, the trucking companies, the steel mills, they tie them on loads of steel. Even the blue flag is used for some method of identification at the railroad cars. As a car is to be switched or something, they stick it in a bracket on the car to pull it out of the line or something. And then the city of Chicago buys them when they're painting the lines on the streets. And they buy about $5,000 a month, and so we're always doing that. When we got nothing else to do, make red flags.
After spending almost 2 hours with Ed Newbold and seeing maybe half of what there was to see, I asked him if anyone ever came in just to look around.
We had a banker come in here one day, and he was picking up something, and oh, great, they go in and out of here dozens an hour, you know, and each guy's spending $10,000, $15,000, you know. And he sit here, he sit right here in the chair, and he says, do you mind if I sit down for a while? He come back about 3 days in a row just to spend the day. He says, unbelievable. He said, I wish I could get this many people to come into my bank every day and make deposits and that, and here you got them in here trying to spend their money.
With Ed Newbold at the WGN Flag and Decorating Company in Chicago, I'm David Inge.